security guard, oh yeah. Oh la 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 la. Now glue the card so it stays, and then you've made a puppet to play. That's right. Just look around, there are so many things to transform. Pick out clothes from the hamper and a puppet is born, oh yeah.
That is a song called Puppet Playground. And it appears on the album Appetite for Construction. The Pop-Ups nominated for a 2015 Best Children's Album Grammy Award. And Jason Rabinowitz is here from the Pop-Ups. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Congratulations on this nomination.
Thank you so much.
You've had two great albums that have been out very recently, Radio Jungle and now Appetite for Construction. Tell us about this new one.
Well, so this new album, we had the ambitious idea of saying, well, what if there was an album that people didn't just listen to, like, but they could engage with on every song. And we set about trying to write an album where there was kind of an activity baked into every song. The idea was that it would be released with a booklet, and you could have a night of family fun making things. The Pop-Ups are, we love to make stuff. We make puppets and kind of handmade painted props and stuff that we perform with, and that was the idea for Appetite for Construction.
Well, that's
a long time to
yeah, that makes perfect it makes perfect sense. when I first heard the title without looking at the album at all, I'm thinking, oh, this is all going to be about construction sites and bulldozers.
Right.
But the songs on it, like Puppet Playground, the one we're hearing, Your Own Imagination is one, Craft Night, Pictures, Making Pictures, Costume Party. They're all about things that you can do together as a family. Tell me a little bit about the song Craft Night. Let's listen to it for a little bit of it. So it's fun to sing along to, as well as get inspired as you listen to it. And there really are some nice, just classic pop sensibilities, but quality music too, as you listen to the words. And the Pop-Ups have really enjoyed a lot of great success. What got you interested in making music for families?
Well, I was sort of recruited to a kid's entertainment company, like an infant toddler music program in New York, and I had never quite seen myself doing that, but I wound up doing it, and I wound up truly connecting to it, because, you know, playing for young children in particular, there's a real delight in it. They delight in the music no matter what. They really just enjoy music, and there's great satisfaction as a performer. So I connected to playing for little ones. And then I found another guy, my partner Jacob, who also was doing the same thing for another company. And we both said, hey, why don't... We had a week off. It was over the February break, actually, about 5 years ago. And we said, let's make something. And we wrote our first album that week. And it was, you know, that was that.
Yeah, and you've had critical success. It must be exciting to be nominated for a Grammy.
And
How did they notify you?
Nobody notifies you.
Oh.
You just sort of, like, if you, you know, the social media, the first time was really crazy. The first time we got nominated, I mean, it was the last thing I ever thought was going to happen. I mean, we just sort of made this album in my house and then released it ourselves. And then my wife said, "Aren't you interested in who's nominated?" And I said, "No, not so much." And she refreshed the page, and that's how we found out. We're like, oh my gosh, that's us! And then we freaked out. We were dancing, literally dancing. And and the second time, you know, we were just like, oh, you know, you just know when the day is, and then social media just kind of lets you know.
Yeah. Do you think there are any misconceptions about so-called children's music that people have? I mean, one thing I'm wondering about is a lot of people think that children's music only works for children, and that almost by definition, adults can't enjoy music that's meant to be enjoyable by kids.
Yeah, I think that attitude is actually fading away the more real amazing children's musicians there are. I mean, there's a lot now. Justin Roberts and Casper Baby Pants and Lucky Diaz and...
Yeah, the Okidoki Brothers.
I could just go on and on.
Yeah, there's
and on
so
and
many.
On. Yeah, and you know, our fellow nominees, Agent 23 Skidoo and Brady Reimer and the Okidoki Brothers. I mean, there's a lot of people making music for families, and Dan Zane, of course, like, with, you know, with the idea that it's not only for children, but everyone should be able to enjoy it. And I think there's quite a lot of people that are succeeding at that goal, so...
Now, I think this is your second year nominated, if I'm correct. Is that right?
Well, it's our second album. We didn't release an album last year. So.
Yeah, or the second album to be nominated.
Right.
And I wish you the best of luck. And if you want to learn more, the Pop-Ups album is called Appetite for Construction. And you're listening... to another song from it right now. It's called Bug Out. This is one of my favorites. I really wish you the best of luck. Have you made it to the Pittsburgh area at all?
There was a Three Rivers Festival. We were almost going to play, but it wound up not working out. But we would like to come to Pittsburgh very much.
Well, I hope that'll happen. Jason, thank you so much for being with us, and best wishes for Appetite for Construction. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you, and thanks for being here today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Ladybug just landed on my ear.